was the last leg of her journey. All she wanted to do was go home. As she reached row 33, the sense of relief she expected to feel at this point in her travels shattered when she realized that the strange woman from the shuttle was following her. Colleen picked up her pace. The footsteps behind her slapped the wet pavement at an increased speed. She cut across row 31, moving even faster toward her car. Now the sound of the pursuer's running footsteps echoed in her ears. "Don't be paranoid," she thought, as she tried to calm herself. "The woman is probably just going to her own car and is in a hurry." Despite the self-assurances, anxiety clutched Colleen's body in its tight grip. Relieved to reach her car, she jerked the rear door and tossed her bag onto the back seat. She slammed it shut and opened the one in front. Sliding behind the steering wheel, Colleen pulled the door shut and locked the doors in one swift move. Two hands slapped on the window beside her. She flinched. Hearing a jerk on the door handle, she jabbed her key into the ignition. The sight of the woman outside of her car did nothing to still Colleen's fears. Beneath the raised hood of a khaki trench coat, bushy black hair framed a pinched face. The dark glasses the woman wore in the dead of night obscured her eyes. She looked so much like an inept spy from a low-budget film that it would have been laughable if it were not so frightening. Colleen's fear for her personal safety ratcheted up yet another notch. With a hand pressed against the closed window, the woman shouted, "Can you help me, please? My boyfriend was supposed to pick me up, and he's not here. I've been traveling, and it's late. Can you give me a ride to the parking office?" The woman's obvious distress touched Colleen's heart, but not her head. "No, if you need help, I'll send someone to help you." Colleen started the engine. "Could I use your cell phone?" Colleen wanted to help another woman traveling alone, but she didn't dare, so she lied. "The battery is dead." Crying and sobbing, the woman begged. "Please, roll down your window. I can't hear you. Please, roll down your window." Colleen's sympathy conquered her common sense. She hit the button to lower the window. She only wanted to drop it 2 inches. She thought that would be safe, but it went into automatic full roll down. She stabbed the button to raise the window up. Colleen realized her helpful impulse was a mistake when the pepper spray made contact with her skin and a hot, angry, burning spread across her face.